Hello, hello, and welcome to Short Stuff, Short Stuff. The podcast's so nice, I said it twice. Okay, there's Chuck, I'm Josh, there's Jerry. Let's get going, everybody. I've eaten up a lot of time here.
Yeah, here's the thing with the Jim Wilson airline code, Okay. Everybody. Supposedly, it is the American Airlines code for a dead body on a plane.
Right.
And when I first saw this, and I thought, oh, that'd be a cool idea, little did I know that it would have been a podcast we don't do yet called Almost No Stuff. It would have been like 45 seconds long. So we started trading things, and we're going to talk about shipping dead bodies and about other airline codes and other fun stuff like that.
Almost no stuff.
But I don't know if it's quite true or not. It seems that American Airlines, according to this author, is Jim Wilson airline code for a dead body on a plane from our former website, HowStuffWorks.com.
Still around, still kicking, still doing it.
Still going. Everyone go check it out.
Yep.
They got in touch with American Airlines, and they're kind of denied it, that was the truth.
They said, who told you that?
But it seems like it's very much the truth, that's their code.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, the whole premise of this urban legend possible truth thing is that you would ever be in a situation where you're on a plane and some flight attendant needs to tell another flight attendant at the back of the plane that there's something going on with the dead body.
And they can't just walk down the aisle. It's like, right. Oh, no, I got to let you know now.
But even still, like, that would have anything to do with the flight attendants, anything to do with the cabin, because all dead bodies are shipped in the cargo hold. They don't prop them up in, like, you know, 26C, you know? They fly them a certain way. So there's no reason for them to have a code like Jim Wilson to denote that there's a corpse being transported on this plane. And yet, the strangest thing is that it really does seem like they did have that code, like you were saying. It's possible because even though they deny it now, the impression I have is that they've somewhat recently, but not in the immediate past, but in the memorable past, did call it Jim Wilson service. And then they just discontinued it and called it what sane people would call it, would be like carefully and tenderly moving human remains. Because you don't have to have a code name for something like that.
Yeah, this was a little frustrating because I wanted there to be a cool origin story.
Nope.
And there's not. But apparently there is a page, or at one time there was recently, on the National Funeral Directors Association website.
Right.
That very much did say, or does say, instructing their members to use the American Airlines cargo Jim Wilson service.
Right.
American Airlines is going, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I never heard of that.
No, and there's a site called Jim Wilson. I believe jimwilson.com. It might be .org, where it's just a single page and there's some links and, you know, quotes that kind of support the idea that it did exist, if it doesn't still. There's a Wall Street Journal article from 1987 that specifically says that is the code for this type of service, handling non-cremated, casketed human remains, that it's Jim Wilson service. And they quote a funeral director saying that we say that because, you know, it's much better to say something like that than, you know, what it actually is around the bereaving family, which, again, I don't understand that guy's logic at all. Doesn't really make any sense. But it was in the Wall Street Journal in 1987, so that definitely lends some support as well.
But was it specific to American Airlines?
I believe it was. I think it's always been associated with American Airlines, which makes it even more, you know, potentially correct.
Yeah, yeah. I found out that other airlines supposedly say HR for human remains, so they just abbreviate it.
I saw HUM as well.
The hum service?
Yep.
What does that stand for?
Human, it's short for human.
Oh, okay.
It's like you got Comfort Plus, Sky, Hum, Human Remains, that whole thing.
Well, and I guess that differentiates it from human resources, which is commonly what you think of with HR.
Just HR.
And all those great meetings that companies always have about HR.
Sure, exactly. And human remains.
So maybe we should take a break, and because we did dig up some stuff about how you can transport a dead body, because, you know, you don't think about it. You could die on vacation in another state or another country. And we'll tell you about that stuff right after this.
Hey, Chuck, before we get back to this, I have one more piece of fishy evidence.
Okay.
If you search on your favorite search engine, mm-hmm. whatever that may be, I certainly don't condone one over the other, mm-hmm. although I use Firefox as a web browser.
Okay.
No, I avoid Bing like the plague. If you type in Jim Wilson American Airlines, not service, not human remains, no nothing, just Jim Wilson American Airlines, you will find it takes you to the American Airlines human remains site.
And it rickrolls you.
It does rickroll you for sure.
Wow. So it just directs you right to there, huh?
It does.
Well, there you have it.
Right. So at the very least, the your favorite search engine is in on this whole joke.
That'd be pretty cool.
And there's also one other part to this joke, too. There's a LinkedIn profile for a guy named Jim Wilson at American Airlines.
And does it say, is his avatar like a skeleton?
No, it's like a normal person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably him.
I think so. So that's it for Jim Wilson.
Here's the deal, though. If you do have the need to transport a deceased loved one or yourself, like if someone else is dealing with that, obviously, although you could probably prearrange this, what you're going to have to do is work with probably two funeral homes and funeral directors, because you got to get someone on the front end and the back end. You can't just, from what I can tell, A, you know you can't do it at the origin flight. Like, you got to get a known shipper. That's what it's known as. And these funeral homes and directors are approved as these shippers. But you can't just then say, I'll just pick them up at baggage claim. You got to get someone to do that behind the scenes. And that's going to be a funeral director as well.
Right. So you need a funeral director on each end. And that's going to cost you.
It's probably not super cheap.
No.
It depends. I mean, they have in here anywhere from $1,500 to $15,000 if it's international. It all depends on the weight, how far you're traveling, and obviously, you know, you can do it by plane, train, or automobile,
mm-hmm.
but the plane will be the most expensive.
Yeah, and train is pretty cost-effective. Driving the cadaver, the corpse, the human remains yourself is the most cost-effective.
Can you do that?
You can do it, but you have to follow all the same guidelines and laws that any funeral director would have to follow, and you might not know all of them. But if you're really research heavy and you want to have a story about how you drove your dead aunt across the country in your station wagon, you can do it. The problem is with driving in particular, you're going to go through a bunch of states that might have different laws about transporting human remains. Some say has to be embalmed. Well, what if your aunt wants to be cryonically preserved?
Right.
Well, you can't embalm somebody like that, so you have to go around that state. Or it's just probably way better to hire a funeral director to help with that, because they know this stuff and they know how to handle it. Again, it's just pretty expensive.
Yeah, and here's something I never knew, sort of one of the macabre sides of travel insurance. You can actually pay somebody to take care of this just in case.
Mm-hmm.
I guess insurance, if you're, I don't know, if you're on the road for a couple of years, or you're going someplace really dangerous, or maybe if you're in ill health and you don't have to travel, or if you plan on dying, you know, by your own hand.
Sure.
I suppose actually, you could do that.
That's a really good point. I wonder if that's something that people who like travel to Switzerland for assisted suicide take into account. Surely they do.
Maybe. I mean, apparently it costs less than $500. It's certainly a lot cheaper than a $15,000 international shipment.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw as much as $25,000 for international shipping of a body. You often have to have documents translated, because you have to have all your documents, everything from your passport to the certificate that says you were embalmed, everything. It can get very, very, very costly. So yeah, $500. I wonder if the travel insurance people have gotten hip to this thing, though.
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, everyone's always got their hand out. So it's not like you can even put a casket directly into the cargo hold. It has to sit in a specially made tray
mm-hmm.
that is built by a company that also charges money for that.
Right. And one of the early manufacturers of air trays supposedly was the Jim Wilson Company.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
If you really want to do the right thing and do it cheaper, well, I say it's the right thing, is you will have cremated remains. Much more cost effective, much easier to ship. You can even you can carry those yourself even if you have the right receptacle.
Yes, you can. And so if you are going to fly with cremated remains, a lot of airlines will let you carry them on. It's like carry-on luggage. But that means they have to go through the X-ray machine, which means you have to have, like, you can't use, like, a lead-lined urn.
No.
Because TSA will be like, you can't come on with that, and we're not allowed to open it. Now, there's a New York Giants lineman. I'm not sure what position he plays. His name's AJ Francis, who just blew up Twitter. I guess it was TSA on blast because they went through his luggage and he had checked the bag with his mother's cremated remains and they opened up the bag and got his mother all over his stuff in his suitcase.
What?
He went berserk.
Of course he did.
The TSA had like a different story about it. They said that they packed it carefully and it wasn't their fault, but he wasn't buying it. So, if I were transporting a loved one's cremated remains, I would definitely carry it on.
Wow.
But you need to have, like, a special wood box or something like that.
Sure. All of my animals are in wood boxes.
Right. At least temporarily. Like, you can get a nice urn on the other end, but just don't try to transport them through TSA with that really nice urn.
Yeah, I like the wood box. I'm not a big urn guy.
Oh, so you, okay. I thought you were making fun of me. Like,
yeah, no. We have animals. These very nice hand-carved wood boxes.
That is very nice.
Not into the urns.
Very nice.
I do have a little something more, though, on airline secret codes, because I think everyone knows that you can't just get on the intercom as a pilot and say something awful is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You need a little lead time to deal with stuff sometimes. So there's something called Code Bravo. Apparently, they use that to distract passengers from real danger so they can kind of take care of things on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
7,500 means your plane has been hijacked, supposedly. So if you hear that, no good.
7,500?
Yeah, the number 7,500.
Oh, man, I'm going to not be able to not listen out for that constantly on every flight now.
Do your pilot announcing that.
Folks, we've got ourselves a code 7,500 in
progress.
And everyone's
like, what?
You don't know what that is, and that's probably for the best. So just sit back, relax, and we will probably blow up any time now.
It's one of my favorite things.
Is it?
It's your best impression.
It's my impression of a pilot doing an impression of Chuck Yeager.
And then there's 7,600 or 7,700. That means, respectively, radio failure or general emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And then the saddest of all, code ATOM, which you'll also hear at shopping malls or wherever. And that's when there's an incident with a child.
Oh, man, that is horrible.
Named after the Adam that was.
Adam Walsh.
Yeah, Adam Walsh.
Yeah. You got anything else?
Got nothing else. No more codes.
Nope. That's it for this short stuff on Jim Wilson. Who knows if it's real or not? I guess if we all make believe that it is real, we can make it real. So let's do that. And in the meantime, Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.